Your main business is to win souls. Like shoeing smiths, we need to know a great many things. Just as the smith must know about horses and how to make shoes for them, so we must know about souls and how to win them for God. In this chapter, I shall address part of the subject of qualifications as we start to look at the set of qualifications that are Godward. As I take this approach, I will try to treat the subject in a somewhat common sense style and ask you to judge for yourselves what those qualifications would be. For instance, which qualifications would God naturally look for in his servants? What qualifications would he be likely to approve and most likely to use? You must know that every workman, if he is wise, uses a tool to accomplish the purpose he has in mind. Some artists have never been able to play except upon their own violin, nor paint except with their own favourite brush and palette. Certainly, the great God, the mightiest of all workers, in his great artistic work of soul-winning, loves to have his own special tools. In the original creation, he used only his own instruments. Scripture: "For he spoke, and it was done." Psalm 33:9. In the new creation, the effectual agent is still his powerful word. He speaks through the ministry of his servants. Therefore, they must be fit trumpets for him to speak through, and fit instruments for him to use to convey his word to the ears and hearts of men. Based on this, judge whether God will use you. Imagine yourself in his place, and think what kind of men you would be most likely to use if you were in the position of the Most High God. Holiness of character. I am sure you would say, first of all, a man who is to be a soul winner must have holiness of character. How few who attempt to preach think enough about this. If they did, it would strike them at once that the Eternal would never use dirty tools, that the very holy Jehovah would only select holy instruments to accomplish his work. No wise man pours his wine into dirty bottles. No kind and good parent allows his children to go to see an immoral play or movie. In the same way, God will not work with instruments who compromise his own character. Suppose it was well known that if men were just clever, God would use them, no matter what their character and conduct might be. Suppose it was understood that you could do as well in the work of God by using mean or unfair stratagem to obscure the truth as by honesty and uprightness. What man in the world with any morally right convictions would not be ashamed of such a state of affairs? But it is not so. Many today tell us that the theatre is a great school for morals. That must be a strange school where the teachers never learn their own lessons. In God's school, the teachers must be masters of the art of holiness. If we teach one thing by our lips and another by our lives, those who listen to us will say, "Physician, heal yourself." You say, "Repent, where is your repentance?" You say, "Serve God and be obedient to his will." Do you serve him? Are you obedient to his will? An unholy ministry would be a dishonor to God. Scripture: "Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." Isaiah 52:11. And laughed at in contempt by the world. He will speak through a fool if he is a holy man. Of course, I don't mean God chooses fools to be his ministers, but let a man become really holy, and even if he only has the slightest ability, he will be a more fit instrument in God's hand than the man of great acquired skills who is not obedient to divine will, nor clean and pure in the sight of the Lord God Almighty. I beg you to place the highest importance on your own personal holiness. Live for God. If you don't, your Lord will not be with you. He will say of you as he said of the false prophets of old. Scripture: "I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, neither did I speak unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision, divination, vanity, and the deceit of their heart." Jeremiah 14:14. 14, 14.